before I moved to Buford, I used to be a manager at a portrait studio at a little store, you may know it, Walmart. Where the closet in the front with the camera, whenever you're in the checkout line at Walmart and you see the two-year-olds running out, like we're in there torturing them with our feather dusters and our squeak toys. So the one morning, my associate Jamie and I were putting away portraits when in walks our appointment. Our appointment was a six-month-old baby girl, a four-year-old little boy, I'll never forget his name, Kenny, the mom, the dad. So we're just going to do the six-month-old's pictures today because Kenny had already had his done at preschool.
So I go over to another part of the room. No dad, she don't say nothing. So I go over to the furniture, and I start to clean on the furniture. I put some dirt on the furniture, and nothing. She don't say nothing. So I keep doing this over and over and over again. And I got dirt all over the place. And not one time does she say one word to me. So you know what? I figured she's just not interested. I'm going to pack up everything and leave. So I start to put everything back in the box. And I got it up under my arm, and I go to the door. And I open the door, and she says, where are you going? And I says, what are you talking about, lady? I've been here for 1 hour, and you haven't said one word to me. She said, you never asked. So I sit down and write up the sale. So the whole showroom starts to clap. He says, wait a minute. That's not the point. It's not important that you make the sale or not make the sale. There's a moral to the story. You know what the moral is? You never know when the pickle gonna squirt.
This job. But as he goes inside, he happens to say just loud enough, it's a good thing those grandkids don't know that that story's real and Mary is buried in the hayfield. Well, of course, that meant all of us had to go to the hayfield to find out where exactly Mary was buried. We didn't know my grandpa was quite so creative. As we finally make it out to the middle of the hayfield and we find a cross, and right laid over some freshly dirt is a whole bunch of cow bones that look just like a body without a leg. So we see it, we scream, we take off running toward the house, knowing Grandma will hopefully protect us from Mary, who's going to come after us for a leg because she doesn't have one anymore. And as we run across the field and I sprint out in front, I forget there's a barbed wire fence separating the house. And I run as fast as I can, and I hit that barbed wire fence, and I was a husky girl just like I am now, and was able to take out the entire section of fence, and it rolled around me. Wasn't the worst of it. All the rest of my cousins caught up and didn't really remember there was a barbed wire fence and didn't see the big cousin on the ground and ended up in a very large dog pile on top of us. And I blacked out. I don't know exactly what happened the next thing.
And sometimes people come to town and they know stories that they hear. They want to know about the ghost at Land's End. Well, I've seen the ghost at Land's End, and I'm not a scary person, but one night we were at the bar over at the steamer, and the guy said, you know, we'd give anybody $100 if they'd go down there to the old Tabby Ruin on Seaside, on Land's End Road, and spend the night. Nobody has ever been able to spend the night there. I said, well, $100. I said, I'll do it.
Vern! Vern, wake up, bud! That's Jimmy Buffett! Hey, Jimmy Buffett! I need some coins! So if you have time, you should read my poems! Someday you'll sing them! I just know you're gonna! They're real funny and in line with your genre!